Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, just kidding. Couple of minutes, but yeah, we here, we in the door, and we're live on the airways right now. Thank you so much for your patience. Whew. Yeah, DJ Sincere holding down the MIC. Big shout out to my dude, Mr. Raw. All right, Mr. Raw has been under the weather a bit, so he hasn't been able to pop up on Dirty Basement Radio, but hopefully my co-host will get well soon so he can definitely come on back to these airways right here on Dirty Basement Radio. Big shout out to my dude Priest Alica. Big shout out to JP3. I holding it down on Mondays and Fridays with the Listening Room Philly and Listening Room DC, respectively. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. You just finished listening to Pop the Brown Hornet, fantastic artist coming out of Staten Island. He was actually in the building just last week. I had a fantastic interview with him, so please go back and check the archives if you missed anything. All right, that's what it is right there. All right, that was the single, one of the singles, I think the lead single from his current project right there, so definitely real, real serious. Pop the Brown Hornet is definitely an artist that knows what he's doing when he steps inside that booth, you know what I mean? So salute to that brother. Now, we were scheduled to have Sedan, the God of Sound, in the building today. I had to chop it up with him. He's been on the airways before, but it's supposed to be a return engagement, so to speak, to bring him back on the airwaves. He just released a new single. We're looking forward to speaking with him and seeing what he's been up to in the past few months. But unfortunately, he won't be able to appear today. Had another situation, an emergency popped up, so unfortunately, he won't be able to appear on Dirty Basement Radio today. But I'm quite sure we'll be able to get that rescheduled in the near future, maybe as early as next week. So definitely watch your social media so you can stay abreast and aware of everything that's going down right here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, once again, 563-999-3050. All right, we're going to kind of take it easy this week as we wind down. The summer is, I think this weekend is officially the last weekend of the summer, I think, as far as the calendar is concerned. All right, after this weekend, it's just a few more scant days. All right, as far as the calendar is concerned, the season's concerned, until actually summer turns into fall. All right, so we're going to make our best to keep it warm, to keep it heated. I just like the summertime. We got some fantastic artists that we had the pleasure of coming across last week and playing their music right here on Dirty Basement Radio, doing our last edition of Go and Know. All right, we got another edition to go and know that's going to be coming up a little bit later on in the show. Got about maybe 10 joints that I'm going to need you guys to help me out with. All right, hopefully you'll help me out because Mr. Roy's not here to keep me wilding out during the Go and Know segment and being, if you pardon the phrase, being brutally raw. All right, Mr. Roy, he's raw, but he's not brutal. You know, he'll let you know what he thinks your song needs to do, a little touch-ups here and there or whatever you he thinks it may need, unless it's just a totally lost cause. And he's like, man, just throw that one away. You throw the whole song away. Throw the whole song away and take it over again from scratch. All right, so that's what we're going to be doing a little bit later on in this show. All right, the independent artist's best friend is definitely in the building. All right, so let's get ready, see if we can pull some more of this music up so we can get it moving. All right, here on Dirty Basement Radio today. What do I got right here? What I got right here? What I got right here? All right, yeah, I think I'm going to rock this one. I ain't rocked this one in a couple of weeks, but definitely a Dirty Basement favorite. This is, let's go with this one right here. Yeah, Dirty Basement favorite right here. This is Bad Seed, and this is Blue Nose. We'll be right back. Just get in together. Get in together. I'll be all right. Hold on tight.
Jay, I feel good, so yeah, let's go. Mama did the best she could, though. But I was raised by the hood, bro. Not the environment where I could grow. The guns and knives I learned to use, though. If you come outside, you catch the blues, yo. Run up on him, beat a nigga with his pools gold. I'm off the porch, nigga. Your favorite rapper pull a sleeve over the hue blow. If you tough, then fuck it, I give you kudos. Come around here with your shit, hit you with Uno. One punch, knock his ass out, he frame Bruno. Diablo, this nigga pussy, if stay cool, said he had a couple of cribs, we ran through those. Shot his pit bull in the neck, it was a Bruno. Probably was about to get burnt. Fuck it, who knows? Being off the porch with your shit, I wasn't too low. If it's static, I'm on your ass. Wherever you go, no homo. I hate cowboys, nigga, no robo. We ain't squat the issue, won't miss you, I'm coming dolo. Still mad, I can't see P or the homie solo.
I've been quiet too long, bitch. Y'all niggas is moist.
Super moist.
favorite rappers, baby wipes. You think they nice, but they face leaking bad from a razor slice. Run your mouth and pay the price, I ain't gonna say it twice. No cap, I ain't gonna say it nice. Y'all on the porch, these streets, that ain't the way you like. My man got released for a murder, he fucked and made his wife. Too shit, your loose lips, look at you made nice. I'm getting lit in the whip, bumping my A you like. UCC, I'm in tips, finally a pair of nights. I make the haters want to stare and fight. I'm off the porch in the snow, so they gonna be alright. All they gonna hear is a boom, and they gonna see the light. Who the fuck is wrong with me tonight?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have all been waiting for. The final moment when we shall know whether our experiment has been a success. Light, 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 light.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right, Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend, keeping it banging back to back, you already know how we get it in. Big shout out to my homegirl, Miss Knockout, brand new music coming for her right here, right now. This is Miss Knockout featuring Yana, Knock 'em Out.
Ooh. Body snatch, stock and knock his lights out. Ass fat, hip smashed, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out,
knock him out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out.
He put the crack on my back, fade on the black. I got the tea in the back. His eyes roll to the back, he's spitting out racks. I let him hit from the back. He likes to think with his back. I'm like, okay, I take advantage of that. He think I fell in his trap. I'm smarter than that. Playing like Mortal Kombat. Sneaky buddy, freaky tongue, my pussy like a tree. He's down for the count. Loving every ounce. Cut them checks, yes, I'm greedy. I'm cashy, ho, you needy. Your broke ass wanna be me. Feeling pressed? Come and see me. Look to the left, look to the right. She ain't another bad bitch in sight. Search around the world, ain't nothing like me. Give me 5 minutes, you gon' call me wifey.
Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out,
knock him out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out.
I'm big knocking, you're not, so keep it pushing. Stay ripping in the kitchen, I keep the cooking. Don't fuck with fake bitches, better act right. Cause I'll knock a broad out like it's fight night. Come through with the big drip, so clear my space. I'm a big bold bitch, play in your face. I'm the queen holding court, you jack no case. Period, and respectfully I take your place. Screaming time up, no first down, take no shit, just go round. I'ma shit on these hoes now, my neck, my wrist, they froze now. Ain't a soul can top me, I'm cashy, you floppy. Confident, not cocky, throwing blows like I'm Rocky.
Body snatched, I can knock his lights out. Ass fat, hips matched, and I'm iced out. Ride him so good, got him saying time out. Think he catching feelings, gotta keep an eye out. Knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out,
knock him out.
Feed it up, slow it down,
knock him out,
knock him out. Ride him so good, got him saying.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, that's brand new music from my homegirl, Miss Knockout, featuring Yana, Knock 'em Out. Well, let's keep this theme going, and let's keep this idea and this concept going. The ladies right now, morning music from my girl, Spicy. This is the Dirty Basement Radio exclusive. Now, you see what happened on the last track, right? You got knocked out. You see what happened to the last guy. If you don't watch out, you gonna get these hands.
Gonna lose. I guarantee that you're gonna sleep. I'll smack a bitch until next week.
Yeah, definitely a heat rock right there. Dirty Basement Radio, that's my girl Spicy, but you're going to get these hands. Keep in mind, competition is none. Step up to the plate if you want to. I make this shit look easy, but it's not as easy as I make it look. 563-999-3050. If you want to hear something in particular, if you want to support a particular independent artist, all right, and shout them out or request their music, that is the number to dial, to do just that. Once again, 563-999-3050. DJ Sincere, hone it down. Big shout out to Mr. Roar. Holler at me.
Send the alert out to your committee. Then same old nigga living in a new city.
Baby.
Grinding for the shine, ain't taking no pity.
No.
With nothing on the line but mine like a bitty. I can grind me and gritty. Pay attention, take notice.
Look.
If a rhyme ain't on my mind, then I'm really not focused.
Nah.
I swarm on the track, my impact is like locusts. For the stack, I'm the bullet.
Come
it's
on.
A fact, you can quote a Mr. Rose locomotive.
Spend the full speed ahead.
It's the thoroughbred.
You know.
Keeping it unlocked like a full head of dreads. Put me on the spot, you understand what I said. And if you're putting up your
drop, that
means I gotta take your bread and make you an example with just a sample. Show you that I rock with them too hot to handle. I'll make you feel shot like you're hanging over my mantle. Cause in the game of fame, you can't even hold a candle.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? It doesn't matter when you place me in the lineup. Watch out for the wind-up, cause I'ma knock it out of the park. Cause it don't matter to be in the league or the team where I'm at. Cause I'm swinging the mic with the chords like a bat, or more like a whip. So get nigga, get.
Why
surrounded by trash ass niggas, I throw a fit. Don't give a shit about the YouTube is that you get. All I wanna know is if you MC, yo, can you spit? If I put you in the booth on the track, is it a hit? On stage in front of a crowd, yo, can you rip? Riddle me this, I know you all can admit that the rap game is the crack game gonna chit. Prepare for the game, make sure you're fully equipped. Treat it just like a chain, no weak links, you won't slip. Picture your bars being bricks, ready to flip. And always watch your back before you start running your lip.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you? Nowadays, round pace, don't get caught in the whirlwind. Everybody's spitting from your mom to your girlfriend. I rep for certain, after me, close the curtain. Cause I'll put the stress in your chest just like a burden that you can't relieve. And best believe with some practice, you change your status, you will achieve.
You
pull up your sleeve, little nigga, adjust your weave. You could barely run the track, I hear you wheezing as you breathe. I do it with ease, leave you down on bended knees. With just a tease, I get at you without a sneeze. Cause real MCs are deadlier than killer bees. So why you trying to catch some Z's, I'm focusing on making G's. I got a disease, it's called ill expertise. sick, you can't catch it. You can stay being ratchet. You can't match it, and guaranteed you can't snatch it. I'm out, Ace. In the PE, you can attach it.
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Let's go. Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Get ready now, you know what's going down. When I come around and you hear the sound, it's Mr. Roar and I'm coming through. Won't you see me holler at me like
you?
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, that's my dude, Mr. Raw, on that joint right there, produced and spitting those bars. All right, that was called Holla At Me. All right, DJ Sincere, the independent artist's best friend, accept no imitation. I give you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. Check the history. You'll see. I'm going to pull up some of them joints today that you probably still not hearing or that you just starting to hear out there in the world, you know what I mean? That's how we get it in right here. Big shout out to all the independent artists that's showing me love. Big shout out to all of the people behind the scenes on Instagram, on Twitter, who's showing me love. I definitely appreciate it. Once again, we were supposed to have Sedan, the God of Sound, in the building today, but unfortunately, all right, he won't be able to appear if he was right now. All right, but he had another situation that needed his attention, so hopefully we'll be able to get him rescheduled sooner rather than later. I'm looking forward to some of that new music that he was going to be dropping off. But in the meantime, let's throw it back with this song from one of his past projects. This is called Speaking from the Heart.
Yo. 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 Speaking from the heart, baby. Speaking from the heart, baby. Yeah. I'm just speaking from the heart. Wrong section with no protection, not to mention feel the tension. Any questions, hit your deck, because I'm next to flex with mad tags, getting cash and checks with concepts from projects. Where there's the suspect, insects and prospects, we connect, get respect from all my subjects. They adore the hardcore raw, from the car to the dance floor, till these niggas really want more. Now in the old school, there's no old fools getting bad news, drug moves, hot tools from broke rules. End up in church fuels and never cruel in business with a pack of cools with fly jewels. A homicide was justified, look like a suicide. What goes around, comes around, time for the last ride. Speaking from my heart, baby.
Speaking from my heart.
And tell me you love me. Speaking from my heart, baby. Walls shake, naked in clubs and clam bakes, and rice cakes escape when the honeys rotate. Niggas with guns and they Tim boots ain't afraid to shoot or take your loot, cause your man looking cute. But I salute real soldiers in the ghetto or Middle East, assistant cease and peace to dead police. And don't get it twisted, I'm so gifted with the poetry, they notice me hopelessly, wishing I was smoking me. Get over me, I'm only confident from seeing you, cause I'll fuck you up and I'll do just like a 40 do. Get a clue, these young niggas make me look bad. Enough pearl shots, they should all call me dad. And now I'm mad, and my trigger finger is itchy. I hate my life, and my baby mom's is bitchy. She says you're too old to spit, and niggas ain't feeling your shit. And I just laugh and say, shut up, bitch. And tell me you love me. I'm just speaking from my heart, yo. Tell me you love me. Just speaking from my heart. Tell me you love me. Speaking from my heart, yo. Just tell me you love me. Now back with that courtroom drama to see me in the slammer. They didn't even catch me with the hammer. Why Watch the judge gavel, they lives unravel, face the battle. Move like cattle, but the kid's still in the saddle. Best skedaddle, the hitman come arrival. One man's murder is the next man's survival. Another trial, misdemeanors are down to felony. Fake men on their knees and they bow to the desert east. No witnesses shows, after throwing bows. Piece of the thugs, the ball heads and hoes. But you never know, but fake niggas show. And with the glow that no one admits to know, it's a sideshow that just starts in the street. Someone tries to speak, then the blood starts to leak. But the guards at his feet never show him that you're weak. And you look before you leak, and you give love to your peace. Sleep with your heat and don't disturb the word. And never give up, son, that's my word.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, that was Sedan, the God of Sound, speaking from the heart. I hot joined from one of his past projects. Once again, unfortunately, he won't be able to appear today, but I think he'll be in the building next week, and we'll be able to sit down and chop it up a bit and see what's going on with him. I think I see my dude H just stepped into the building. Let me see if I can get him connected and see what's really good in his part of town. H, what's happening?
Hey, everything's all right. How's everything, DJ Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio, finest podcast in America?
All right, well, we're doing the damn thing as always. Had a little technical difficulty at the beginning of the show, so we were a little bit late getting on the airways. But we here. All right, summer is definitely on the wind down. But the beautiful day today is nice and it's kind of warm outside today. Summer don't want to let go, which I'm glad about that because I'm not ready to let it go either.
Yes, it's all right. But some of those hot days be wearing on me the older you get. But I'll take them over the cold, icy days. So, yeah, we'll take everything we can get. We'll take those 80-degree days.
Yeah, that's right. Take every day you can get because every day, hot, cold, or rainy or whatnot, it's always a bed above ground than it is below ground. So I'll take whatever comes, right? Take whatever comes as long as I can enjoy it above ground.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Hey, I guess you're right about that. But
what's the latest on your mind today, H? What's going on, man? You know, they're trying to, you know, I was saying a couple months ago that they're going to put away the carrot and pull out the stick as far as this COVID vaccine situation goes. And you see that's happening now. They're starting to limit people's access to different kind of things. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, you knew that was coming. It was going to fire first. It's always the... They try to fool you, give you free stripper vouchers, give you free Popeye vouchers, all types of shit, $300. They give you a PlayStation, this and that. They do everything. And I don't understand why they're trying to sell this so much to the black community. They don't have to sell it to the white. I mean, I don't get it. But my old adage is anything they're trying to give you for free is no good. That's just been my past history. But, yeah, they're starting to enforce this. And, you know, as far as eating, you can't go into certain venues. You can't go in certain restaurants. Yeah, that's what it's become. That's what's going on as far as
my
that.
My man said they're giving out free stripper vouchers. Well, you know, if they were giving them shits out, then I might have been in line.
I mean, that's next. I know they're giving out money. I think they're giving like $150 at some certain places. They're giving out money cash. I mean,
that's
anything
right.
to wet your beak. You know, and like what's going on with that? But
that's
what it is.
Well, you know, your girl Nicki Minaj was in the news just this week on that particular subject.
Yeah.
In relation to COVID and getting the vaccine and not getting the vaccine. All right, something about a couple of things. Something about her cousin's friend. All right, now once the story goes kind of that far on my cousin's friend, sister's husband's wife's brother's mother, once the story goes that far, then, you know, it's kind of like, oh, wait a minute, like, this is like second, third, fourth hand information. But apparently, you know, she put out there that her cousin's friend had gotten the shot, and after getting the shot, his balls swole up. He had gotten his testicles swole up, you know, and, yeah, I don't know if that was real or fake or if she was just trolling or what she was doing when that was said.
Okay.
But that caused a bit of a, you know, situation of backlash. And then I've been looking for the video, but apparently she was also on the Joy Reid show this past week.
Okay.
Did you happen to see that? It looked like we might have lost his connection real quick. Wanted to know if he had seen that Nicki Minaj interview that she had with Joy Reid on MSNBC. If anybody has seen that, if anybody has a link to that, you can shoot it over to me. I would definitely like to check that out. I'm going to see if I can get my dude H connected, back connected. But in the meantime, let's jump back to a little bit more music. This is from an artist that he put me up on. This is Chill Withers and OD.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we OD. Clear the air like some trees until we OD. I might move a little fast and didn't plant no seeds, but I'm man enough to say that we OD. I think we OD. Clear the air like some trees until we OD. I might move a little fast and didn't plant no seeds, but I'm man enough to say that we OD. When I buy it, you buy it, but ain't nobody selling shit. Jealous of the fetishes when ownership's the medicine. Do the things that boomerang so you can leverage it. Shit gets hairy, be a wig and get ahead of it. Miss, you say you bored, we not on one accord. Arguing and fighting, damn near mopping up the floors. That lesbian sex shit ain't free. She gon' have to pay you, cause you got to pay me. And we keeping this in order. Can't be a dime without the rest of my quarter, cause I'm never there sorta. Before me, it was a bunch of weird niggas around you, hobby shop, till I broke the boredom, karate chop. And I'm really not into violence, interpretate the silence as prizes. And I'm really more into vibing, you perpetrating Simons or Hymens. I think we OD'd, clear the air like some trees until we OD'd. I might move a little fast and didn't plant no seeds, but I'm man enough to say that we OD'd. I think we OD'd, clear the air like some trees until we OD'd. I might move a little fast and didn't plant no seeds, but I'm man enough to say that we OD. My neighbor Dan lost some weight, but he ain't came too far. Hit that alarm 1,500 times a day trying to show you his car. And we both know he's proud of it. Go off with Dan, some of that clan, and watch him chowdery. Cause you could be with the miss, but without a bitch. The whip is the money, and without is the glitch. You're paying her to leave. If she breathe, you should trip. Miami, the Grammys, New York, a trip. I'm searching for emotion, but all I know is logic. She wants to be my girlfriend, I sure would like my closet. Cause we could be closer, yet still remain strangers. Be that where you from, shit to them gangbangers. I'm highly advanced, the mess is in the dance. Some of y'all wear the skirts while those of us wear the pants. You wanna know the difference? It's really not explicit. It's when a nigga talk to his bitch, shut up and listen. I think we OD. Clear the air like some trees until we OD. I might move a little fast and didn't plant no seeds, but I'm man enough to say that we OD. I think we OD. Clear the air like some trees until we OD. I might move a little fast and didn't plant no seeds, but I'm man enough to say that we OD.
Grinding before I get it. Bring my niggas with me, ain't no limits to this ceiling. Out here touching digits. Hoes showing love, but please don't catch no feelings. Riding with that thumper while I'm thumbing through these millions. Hunting to feed my children. Lying in the jungle, all I do is fucking kill shit. Double barrel spinning, automatics on the milling. Clouds that I brought can fill up soldier feeling. The trap that you trapping out, get exposed and hit a hill. There you go. Sideways playing, you making this bad dealing. You should've took your bitch ass home and been rich. All that high signing you doing, nigga, you rent shit. Oh man, dining on dim sum. I like my sake chill, smooth fade mixed with red Kool-Aid. You gon' need a lot more help. Mixing on the stove, get a bowl. While your career all on the shelf. Bowl up.
If you date a woman that wants to be knocked out and you don't knock her out, not knocking her out is gonna hurt her feelings.
You don't knock me out. You don't love me when you don't knock me out like you do. Are you knocking another bitch out? What bitch are you knocking out? Why don't you knock me out no more?
Now we in counseling because I'm not knocking her out like I used to. Nigga, you ain't lived till you've been in not knocking her out no more counseling with your girl.
I mean, she tough job, man. I've been following her through everything, man. I mean, I don't know. My power ain't what it used to be, man. You been doing weighted neck rolls. I mean, what is you doing? You chewing more beef jerky? I mean, is your jaw muscles stronger? Something's going on in the neck jaw area.
What you do, how you do it, as long as you, you know what I'm saying, shine bright at it, like, you just do it how you gonna do it,
right,
only one you, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, yeah, got to, yeah, let your little light shine, let your little light shine, let it shine bright, you know, you, say.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Press that number one button if you want to get at me.
See, it don't really matter what you do, how you do it. As long as you, you know what I'm saying, shine bright at it, like, you just do it how you gonna do it,
right?
Only one you. No matter what you do, no matter what you do, yeah, got to, yeah, let your little light shine, let your little light shine, let it shine bright, you know, no matter what you do, no matter what you do, yeah, yeah, let your little light shine, let your little light shine. That's a match made in heaven. Jumping on these beats like I'm busting out of Chevy. I wasn't born ready, but a kid got ready. Now I'm all suited up, you couldn't split it with machetes. Forever in the kitchen, so you know we stay baking. Now we getting paid double from the time that was wasted. Money I be chasing, tracks I be lacing. Couldn't give an inch, nah, cause a mile they'll take it. Phony never know, I'm giving them my all. So if you see me slip, please try to catch my fall. We breaking down barriers, no hate in our area. Never worry about them, cause God, he is carrier. For real, for real. Let your little light shine, let your little light shine. No matter what you do, no matter what you do. Let your little light shine, let your little light shine. Fire doing all that I desire, popping willies through the landscape, marked from the tire. I was born a phenomenon, bless them like a Ramadan. Got no time for these haters, bitch, I've been a done. Yeah, I know they like that ghetto, so I fight back. Looking one good, so they asking for the mic back. Could never make time for you haters, cause I was too busy writing rhymes on the paper. Look, kid, quiet, I was somewhere out of touch. But my pinhead emotions, it just talks so much. So make no mistake, everything great. Took the worst, made that go my way. Early, never late. Every crumb I'ma scrape. Now we sipping fine wine, cause we squeezed every drink. For real. For real. See, this how you supposed to do it. Let your little light shine. Let your little light shine. I know we supposed to put the hooks on there, but sometimes no matter what you do, no matter what you do, like, I just want, I want y'all to just let your little light shine. Let your little light shine. No matter what you want to, how you doing it, just do the best you can.
Dirty
dirty. Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. You just finished listening to a super dope artist coming out of Chicago. That was Sweet Juices. All right, alongside of her platinum producer, XL Beats. Had the pleasure of speaking to both of them on these airways a few months back, so make sure you go back and check the archives of Dirty Basement Radio for that fantastic interview. All right, now always keep in mind that if you want to shine, you got to grind. All right, they go hand in hand. A lot of people want to start off on the top of the ladder, but it doesn't work that way, and there is no elevator to the top. You got to take the stairs, and that's a fact. All right, let me jump back to the telephone line real quick and see who this may be, if I can get them connected on these airways, if they want to talk to me. 920, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio. What's goody? 920, you're live on the air. You want to get at me? What's really good? And I was like, 920 might have a little cold feet that they don't want to come on the airways. That's all good, but it's a family affair over here. No need to be shy. All right, I'm the independent artist's best friend, giving you more new music than anybody else before everybody else. All right, looks like I'm going to be doing the Go or No without Mr. Roar today. All right, and I'm going to need a little bit of help, y'all. Y'all don't want to leave me to do this by myself. I need a little bit of help. So if you want to help me go through this music that I got scheduled to give some live on-air feedback for, then call me up and help me out. Otherwise, I might get into trouble. 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Right, please press that number one button. All right, if you want to join the conversation, it's something you want to say, something you want to bring to the attention, something you want to bring to these airwaves, all right, and let folks know about that may be going on in your neck of the woods, we would definitely love for you to do just that. All right. But I think I'm going to play this joint right now, all right? I don't play a whole lot of mainstream music for mainstream artists, but I kind of understand this song right here. I can tell you stories. I can tell you some stories, all right? Off Drake's most recent album, I should say. I tell you, I feel this song. I understand this one so much, and maybe you'll understand it too if you're in this particular business. All right, this is No Friends in the Industry. That's a fact.
No friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You ain't no kidding me, a fact. Well, yeah, you heard about me. You don't know me more than that. Yeah, I know I. Hey, yeah. No friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You ain't no kidding me, a fact. Whoa, I was known for snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa. No friends in the industry, I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies, a fact. Let us start the beat, don't wanna keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back. See, I was young, angel, but these turn me evil. Yeah, I know you, but you really ain't my people. Yeah, I heard some people say they know him as my equal. Truth be told, our son, he's girl, I don't compete with him. Ask about the boy and they gon' say he got the streets with him. So offensive knowing they don't have no defense. Why they always act like we can face it with a meeting? All that linking up, man, I'ma see him when I see him. Yeah, brothers been my brothers, man, you niggas ain't no kidding, that's a fact. Ay, and I'm like she carry smoke, I'm on and off the track. Ay, and you love that with me, I put her on her back. You get drizzy on the track, here, put you on the map. Aw, oh, it's like that, hell yeah, it's like that. Ay, and I got a contract, it's a max. Ay, since I got in contact, she attached. When I saw my first deal, that came through a fax. That should let you know how long I've been out here running laps.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. No friends in the industry, my brothers been my brothers, man, you ain't no kidding me, a fact. Whoa, I was known for snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa, no friends in the industry, I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies, a fact. Let us start the beat, don't wanna keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back. Hey, what? Danny, too dirty, got a yellow tape. And I got a waiting at the telly naked. We ain't tried though, how you celebrating already? Disrespecting something I ain't tolerating. You fuck with me, I give them motivation. And your circle shrinking, see some boys escaping. Rest of them is guilty by association. Hey, what? Debating who the GOAT. You better not make about the numbers, all I know. Then I make it about the summer, all I know. Better find someone else to hit with all that smoke. Yeah, and all them tweets and all them posts. Ain't got the type of time to be playing with you folk. I had a richer pride to these, that's a joke. I'm really down to die behind these verses in my notes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, brothers been my brothers, man, you, they no kidding, that's a...
I can play off the iPod?
Yeah, because this is a motherfucker 2016, babe. Let's I see baby. The way the lights go. See the, on the dashboard, the lights go on the dashboard, how you know it's new? Ooh.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, that was that Drake joint, No Friends in the Industry. He's like, yeah, I know them, but they not my folks. I can say that about a lot of people. I know a lot of folks, but they not my folks. I understand that shit totally, and I'm sure a lot of y'all do too. Dirty Basement Radio, the independent artist's best friend. All right, big shout out to Mad Door McGraw. Hit me up here on the check-in. I think he got some music that we're going to be spinning today, all right, in a few minutes as we move forward into the go-and-no. But this was a joint from last week's Going No that me and my folks kind of thought was all right. Kind of thought this was all right. You know, some of these weeks that we be going through this Going No, sometimes the pickings be kind of slim. But big shout out to Keys and Image for this one. This is called One Shot.
Yeah, that's dedication. 3 shots, 4 shots. Yeah, that's motivation. 5 shots, 6 shots with no hesitation. 7 shots, 8 shots. What the fuck I'm saying?
Kitty wet, make it drip wet, wet. Don't stop, blood till your chest keep sweat. Body shots, blowing out my back with it. Are you fucking on my tracks? I feel the track slipping. Oh, you got a girl, what well, she know is thug with me. You think a lip, I want you, yeah, you know you stuck with me. Ain't son, what you talking? I'm a first issue. She said her man's on my body, yeah, get some tissue. Body bum, face bum, yeah, this shit a missile.
Yeah, that's dedication. 3 shots, 4 shots. Yeah, that's motivation. 5 shots, 6 shots with no hesitation. 7 shots, 8 shots. What the fuck I'm saying?
Bad bitch, pretty neat. Them racks, not the pennies. Fully automatic with the drip, not the semi. Good, I be shining. BBS a diamond. Kitty stay wet. Hurricane, I'ma drown. I'm cash out. Bag talk, bring them racks out. She mad now. Her main message on my ass now. Return on when I'm done. You can catch them at the loss and fair. Focus on the bag. I ain't got no time to play around. If you think it's sweet, I call the guys. I bet they spray some rounds.
Yeah, that's dedication. Yeah. 3 shots, 4 shots. Yeah, that's motivation. 5 shots, 6 shots with no hesitation. Yeah. 7 shots, 8 shots. What the fuck I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you send me joints like that, we're going to be good. We're going to be good. All right, so hopefully when we get into the go and know, we'll be able to find some gems just like that one. Let's keep it moving right now as I get myself organized, getting ready to start to go and know during the next hour. Probably within the next 5-10 minutes, we're going to, I got about 10 joints I got to run through today, so I got to get started a little bit early. But in the meantime, while I'm organizing, brand new music from your boy C Knowledge, Peace to the God from Diggable Planets. All right, this is something off of his latest project. This is called Due to Knowledge.
Philadelphian. Look, I've been up, I've been down. I was lost and I'm found. Think I really found myself when I'm lost in these sounds. When I'm lost in these sounds.
Where the fuck am I?
Yeah, so I dive deep in the booze like I'm Jacques Cousteau. Make moves with some dudes that you probably don't know. Who? Grown man moving silence. Never air my dirty laundry, that shit is childish. Ha, the Caledonians the wildest. The world tried to tame me, but they can't stop the violence. Nah, hip-hop is my solace. Peace ain't the word to play, so do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Enlightenment always causes elevation. Thoughts expanding, mind resuscitation. Notwithstanding certain complications and some slightly shady obligations, I came here to rock the nation and keep the population percolating. When they hear this collaboration, then they go out and they tell their friends to do the knowledge, knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Knowledge. Do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. I was born on the north side, 215. Blind to the ways of the world until my third eye saw the devil's lies for what they really are. So now the truth shines through like a superstar. Out on the Vegas strip, but never form your lips to disrespect the clique or get your ass kicked. Real quick like a Tyson fight, and I might chew your ear if I'm high as a kite. So do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Yeah, so do the knowledge. Do the knowledge, yeah. They say hip-hop don't stop, even when they cock block. Hustle stay steady, beat like I'm from the hilltop. Back on the block, back on these beats. Back to the grind, man, a brother gotta eat. And a brother gotta do what a brother gotta do. A brother like me ain't nothing like you. Yo, I'm true to my name, true to the game. Never, ever, ever lost myself in the fame. Do the knowledge, do the knowledge. Do the knowledge. Chitty chitty bang bang, inner city slang man. Got them pretty young things feeding for that booty tang. Let's keep it on that tippy towel for now. Unusual styles got the crowd going wild. Live and direct, don't forget to sign the check. When Cino and Miko got that hot shit on deck. Do the knowledge, do the knowledge, do the knowledge.
Yeah, this is Dirty Basement Radio. We just finished listening to the God Seed Knowledge from Diggable Planets. Doing a solo project right there. That joint was called Do the Knowledge. All right. So big shout out to everybody that's showing love on my IG and on my Twitter. Hit me up on these airways. Don't be shy. 563-999-3050. See, looks like I got my dude Ben Buttons is in the building. Let me get him connected right quick. He's here just in time to help me out during this edition of Going No. Buttons, what's good with you?
Doing my thing, man. Fresh off work, cold beer, man. You know what I'm saying? About to go out to eat in a little bit. Waiting for the man of the hour, see what he got to say. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. We appreciate you as always, man. But isn't that just like the best beer ever after a long day's work and you grab a cold one? Isn't that just like the best beer ever?
Yo, I think women need to really understand that, yo. And my equation is a beer and a blunt. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not working on that just yet.
Well, see, there you go. And sometimes that's when, you know, relationships kind of get into trouble because, you know, when the dude come home and whatnot, after all of that, he want to grab a beer, he want to grab his blunt, you know what I'm saying, and he wants to de-stress for a minute. You got to give him a chance to de-stress. And a lot of women don't understand that. And they be, you know, they want to be right up on you and they want you to talk to you and they want to do this and that. See, that's why I can't live with no chick like that full time. I don't think I can do it.
That's the first problem right there, and failure in many, 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 many relationships, yo. My thing is when I get off of work and when I first wake up, do not bother me. Like, you know, I'm sitting, I'm relaxing for like at least 30 minutes. Man, this is very important, you know what I'm saying, for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I start screaming about some shit, man. Guaranteed the whole house is going to be pissed off. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I definitely feel you on that too, my dude, because, you know, some people wake up in the morning, they be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they be ready to go, and they be like, you guys, but not me. Okay, when I'm one of them dudes that I really need to take my brain out of my head and just sit it into a pot of coffee for about a half hour and then be able to put it back in my head, and I'd be straight. But let me get some coffee in me. Let me breathe for a minute. Don't be right upon me first thing in the morning because I'm not going to be able to take it. I ain't going to lie.
What's up, my dude? I got a problem with that. I got a problem with arguments when I first start waking up. Like, yo, man, you need to say that shit until, like, after dinner or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, man. Let me go through the day for you, you know what I'm saying? Start talking crazy shit. You know?
Well, if it's first thing in the morning and folks is already arguing, then that's another damn good reason why I don't need to be living with nobody full time. Like, you could come over, you could visit, we could chill for a couple of days. All right, we can chill for a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? But when you get on my nerves, it's time for you to go home. Then I come by you, I come by your crib, we can chill out for a couple of days. But when I get on your nerves, then I know it's time for me to go back home. And that's pretty much worked for me for the bulk of my life. But I got a question for you, Buttons. Here's a question, because, you know, I think I'm going to give you a preview on the next question of the day. Because, you know, on IG, I'll be putting up the question of the day sometimes. You know, something be on my mind.
Say, yeah.
Let me see what my folks think of, you know, saying, let me see what you think about this one. I'm going to put this one up on IG maybe next week. Okay. You're a married man, right? But your wife makes more money than you do. Right? She comes home one day and decides that she wants a divorce. Do you seek alimony as the man? Would you go for alimony in that situation?
I think it all depends on how long you was married for. I mean, but, you know, now we're, like, as men, like, you know, we're talking, like, war now. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got a problem because, like, it's going to raise some hell. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd be surprised if women actually do that, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I mean, or men do, I mean, that's a little far-fetched, though, you know what I mean, but I can see it happening,
why is it,
you know?
Why is it far-fetched?
Because men, they're not going to go and do that, you know what I'm saying, unless just to cause a bunch of problems and fight and antagonize and all. Like, men, we got this thing about us where we want to take care of, like, we don't need help from anybody. Like, we're straight. And we'll take your shit, get the fuck out of my face, yo. Kind of like what you do in the morning, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
okay.
Important to us. We ain't on some old attached, clingy, freeloading shit, yo, you know what I mean?
Now,
it's different what you say because they was living together, you know what I mean? But now once they're separated, I don't see a man saying, you got to give me money to get by now that you want to leave. That's just a lot, you know what I mean? Is that manly?
Okay.
Do you think that's manly?
So I think it's manly. I don't think, like you said, I don't think most dudes would lean that way just based entirely on what you say because of the, you know, societal perceptions and this, that, and the other thing and those kind of straitjackets that have, you know, been put, you know, on the minds of men in regards to that. But we're in the 21st century now, all right, and everybody's been pushing, you know, equality amongst the sexes. All right, women are in positions that they've never been in before. They're making levels of money that, you know, more money a lot of times than the men, right? Now, if the shoe was on the other foot and the man was making the money and he came home and he wanted for divorce and you went to court, you know, for the divorce, the judge in no uncertain terms would grant that woman alimony. She would get alimony for a particular period of time, if not for the entire time, up until she decides, if she decides to remarry, right? So, for the chicks who are pushing the whole, you know, we're all the same, we're all equal, men and women the same, and this, that, and the other thing, then, shit, give me my bread. Give me my motherfucking bread. Fuck all that bullshit. I want my goddamn money.
What you're saying, though, yeah. Like, that's a prime example of just how much more work has to be done. We're definitely not equal. You know what I'm saying? I think I was telling you that, you know, I'm talking from experience. My daughter's mother is very violent towards me. And when I try to explain this in court, and I've read about it too, you know what I'm saying? If I slap the bitch, you know what I'm saying, then I'm the one that's wrong, even though she's attacking me. You know what I'm saying? She stabbed me with a butcher knife.
They wouldn't want it, they wasn't having that,
you know. You know what I'm saying? People look at you crazy. You can't get your woman under control? Like, you know what the fuck is wrong with you? With you a pussy or something? You know what I'm saying?
That's right. They look at you like you crazy. I'm glad that you had that experience and that you could bring a personal perspective to the airways in regards to that, because it's probably been about a year or two. But I did a show about that. That was the topic of a show related to domestic violence with women being the aggressor. And you'd be surprised the percentage of women who are the aggressors in those situations and the amount of battered. You talk about battered wives, but there are battered husbands out there. But they're not going to get the support. You know, 99% of them are going to
be seriously by the law. That's the crazy shit.
Well, the law in regards to that, just like in divorce court, it definitely favors the female. You know, but once again, you know, if they truly want to get to that kind of stage of the equality that they say they want in regards to that, then all this is going to have to be balanced out. You know, if you're making a majority of the income or you're making more of an income, then you got more of a burden at the end of the day. And I might not think that it should be like that, because if things were in the proper order, it wouldn't have to be like that. But being that everything is out of order, like, all right, fuck it. You want it like this? Let's take it to its most extreme conclusion. Because you have chicks, I saw this video, I think it was a TikTok video, and chick made a video about being on the train here in New York City, and none of the men were standing up offering their seats to females. Now, these females weren't old, they weren't pregnant, nor were they physically, visibly disabled, right? But just on the basis of this particular woman being a female, she expected, the expectation that the men would get up and offer their seat to the females. But once again, we're in the 21st century. Right?
That's like,
and she made a whole. Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Say that again.
I said, well, yo, them South folks here, they be like that down here, but not in the East Coast. Like, it's just different down here. I mean, it's an image thing. You know what I'm saying? They're real old fashioned. I mean, there's certain, like, you see people, you're supposed to talk to them. Like, you don't talk to strangers out in New York City. Like, man, you want to, like, you know what I mean? Stay away from them.
Okay. Okay. I understand where you're going with that, but you're a little bit off base in regards to that, because once upon a time, not too long ago, we was doing that up here in New York City too, you know what I'm saying? Because that was just, you know, the way most of us was raised, and we were taught that that's the right thing to do. Now, as I got older and whatnot, and I started seeing how things were playing out, then I started doing that shit less and less, unless, once again, the woman was pregnant, she was elderly, or really anybody who has, you know, any kind of visible physical disability and you can see that they're having a hard time, you know, I would offer my seat to that person. You feel me? But now...
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
But
if you're healthy and shit, like, I'm not, don't give a fuck. Say something stupid, I'm going to cut
right.
you out. But
well,
the thing is, the
yeah,
thing you is, you're older than I am. You come from a different generation where you was taught that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You probably got a different background
yeah,
too, though, you know?
Yeah, but once again, you know, as time started to progress, if you were listening to what I'm saying, I stopped doing that because it became a mental thing with a lot of people, a lot of females. It's the expectation, all right? There's nothing wrong with you. You're not able. You're not disabled. You're an able-bodied individual. You're as you say that you're as strong as I am. You don't need no man. You can do everything a man can do. That means your ass can stand the fuck up.
So,
just like a man.
I mean, would you do that in a different situation?
Up.
You know what I'm saying? Would you do
that
like if the circumstances were different?
I didn't understand your question.
Let's say in the White House or something, you know what I mean? A bunch of fucking, whoever the fuck it may be there, you know what I'm saying? You got this person expecting to sit down. Would you do that?
Well, that's like a crazy hypothetical situation. We're talking about day-to-day life, everyday living that people are going to actually experience. That people are going to actually experience. But once again, now, if you're in a different kind of an environment, you know, outside, and you're with a different type of person that has a different type of attitude and a different type of worldview and outlook, then you may engage that person differently, just like we all do people. We don't engage all people the same way. You know, if you come at me with a certain kind of energy, then you're going to get that energy in return. If you come at me with a different kind of energy, then you're going to get that energy in return. So you know,
let me
it really
ask
kind
you
of
though,
depends.
I mean, when you go see your peoples in South Carolina, I mean, like, you know, what kind of energy do you experience there? Because it's like a lot different, you know, than New York City.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it definitely is different. And I have found myself over the years at times recognizing that and say, okay, you got to take a deep breath. You're not in New York City no more. You can slow down. You don't got to be on edge. You don't got to be so aggressive. And you can respond in a totally different kind of way because of that totally different environment. But it's a different environment. And that's the key. It's a different environment. If you're in an environment where, you know, the people are, even the females are very aggressive, and if it's this, that, and the other thing, then okay, you know, you want to engage like a man, some want to look like a man, they got the energy of a man, then take the burden of a man and stand your ass the fuck up, all right? And that's all I got to say about that. All right, 563-999-30. Hold on, buddy. Hold on. I'm not going to keep going back and forth with this. We can't talk about this what if all day long. All right, that's not going to happen. All right, we got to move forward. All right, 563-999-3050 is the call-in number. Getting ready to start this going. No, I see my dude JP3 in the building too. Let me get JP3 connected. He's here to help me out. I'm glad y'all didn't leave me to my own devices. All right, for this going. No, because I can get it might have got ugly. What's going on, JP?
Peace, man. Just tuning in. I hear the conversation. Sounds interesting. I'm just checking out the show, waiting for the go or no.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're just talking about, you know, to carry on from some of the type of topics that pop up during the Ain't Shit Funny segment during the listening room. You know what I mean? So just kind of piggybacking off of that. But yeah, we're getting ready to start this go or no. All right, in just
right.
A couple of minutes, let me get my switchboard together. All right, this is my dude, JP3, one of the hosts in the listening room. The listening room is Philly, actually, that is on Dirty Basement Radio on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you tune in and check him out alongside a priest, Alika. They be in the building talking about some things. They be talking about some things. Now, I got to say, me and JP don't always see eye to eye, but, you know, he's definitely a good dude. You know, and that just makes the conversation a bit more lively, we'll say, a bit more lively. You know, but it's always good when you can do that. You can, you know, move forward after the fact. Ain't nobody got no hard feelings. Ain't nobody holding no grudges. I'd be mad for the next 20 years. Yeah, I'd be mad for the next 20 years. Bringing up some shit. Well, you said that time. Yeah, I did say it that time. And I meant it, too.
Right.
And I meant that shit.
Right.
You know, for real. All right. Well, let me see if I can get into it right now. Okay. Hold on. I gotta refresh this page right quick. Gotta refresh this page. But once again, big shout out to Mad Dog McGraw. He's one of the independent artists that we're gonna be checking out his joint in just a little bit. He's been on the check-in, listening to the show, seeing how we vibe and how we do what we do. So definitely salute to him. All right, if you're an independent artist and you want to have us test your music and spin your music and give live on-air feedback right here on Dirty Basement Radio, then you can send your music on to drtybsmntmp3@aol.com, and we'll check your joint out. Now, in the email is the hint, all right, MP3. All right, that's what I need you to send me. Don't send me a WAV file. Don't send me no links. Don't send me over to YouTube or to your Spotify, your SoundCloud. None of that shit is helpful. All right, I go on some of my websites, some of my DJ websites, some of my record pool websites. And what artists have started doing today, and I get it, but it's stupid, all right? DJs are DJs. We play your music. If the joint, if we really think a joint is hot and it fit into our party mix, not only will we play it on the radio, but we'll play it when we're playing out someplace and give you some live spins and see how the crowd is going to react to it. But we need the MP3, all right? There's a lot of people on these websites right now. They put up links. They'll put up, and they don't even put up the link right. So the link is, you got a bunch of letters there, HTTP and whatnot, but the link ain't active. You can't click on it. It ain't going to take you nowhere. It's just like you, they may as well have just, you know, typed it because it's the same effect, you know, it's the exact same effect as if they had just typed it. It's not clickable. It's not linkable. You can't go no place. So what's the point? And even if it could, why you want to send me to your Spotify? I'm not the average listener. I'm not necessarily a fan, all right? I might become a fan, but I'm not a fan right now. I'm a DJ. I want to play your music, all right? Y'all need to put out MP3s. Don't put links to your SoundCloud and to your Spotify in these DJ pools that you're uploading your music to, all right? Just a word to the wise. And every time I scroll past, you know, some of these joints, they may have had, people may have seen them. They may have viewed them. You know, let me click on this, see what this is. But it has no comments. And if all you could do is listen to and preview and stream the song, then it really doesn't have the value to a DJ that it should, because they can't play it on their platforms. And that's really what you want. All right. Now, with that being said, let's get into this Go With No. I don't listen to these songs ahead of time, so I don't know what they sound like either. And I do that on purpose so that I don't develop a bias, and I want to listen to the song right along with you because you're listening to the first song. All right, the audience is listening to the first song, and I want to be listening to the song for the first time right along with everybody else to get a natural, unvarnished, organic reaction. All right? Now, I recommend all the artists, you know, like I always say, the artists are welcome to call in. We encourage that. We encourage their supporters to call in because if me and my folks think your song is kind of nervous, all right, and we throw it overboard to the sharks and to the river monsters, then the only way that, you know, we're going to throw it a lifeline and reel it back up into the boat before the piranha get to it is if you got some solid fan support and they come to your aid and say, wait a minute, Sincere, Dirty Basement Radio, you got my dude all wrong. You got him all wrong. All right, that's bubbling in our hood right now. The support is crazy. He on the come up, man. You need to get behind that artist. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Maybe I was wrong. And we'll give it a second look, and we'll push it as long as the fan support is there. Now, some songs are just undeniable. All right, some songs are just undeniable. And you heard some of that music here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, because aside from the Drake joint, and I guess you could say the joint from C Knowledge from Diggable Planets, there was nothing but total independent music that I've played so far. All right, so let's get into it right now. All right, the latest edition to Go With No. Once again, you can have your folks call in and show your music some love because it's your music, and if you might need that love. You might need that love. All right, but we're going to get into it right now. First up on deck, all right, we got my man that's been on the check-in, checking out the show, so it's only right that we put him up on deck first. All right, let me get my switchboard back together. I'm not sure what happened just then. All right, hold on a second, y'all. Where'd all my music go? Where did all my music go? Live radio, sometimes you have these situations and instances, and you just got to be able to deal with it. I can't find this song right now. Oh, that's crazy. All right, y'all. All right, going to have to make a little adjustment. Have to make just a little adjustment right now so I can see if I can pull this song up because I'm not going to not let it do what it is that I want to do. So let me see if I can get this together right quick. Come on, good folks over at Blog Talk Radio. Don't mess with me now. I got work to do. All right, work with me here. Work with me. Let me get through this right quick. Because I did want to play this. Okay, there we go. All right, have to go about it another way. All right, y'all, help me out with this one. On deck, this is Mad Dog McGraw, and this song is called Hunt You Down. Go and know.
Lava shot of me.
On every side of town, you won't see me coming, and you won't hear sound. Anytime, any place, I ain't fucking around. Revenge is on my mind, I'ma hunt you down. When I'm done, your body won't be found. Expert work, Dexter would be proud. If it's in a dark alley or the middle of a crowd, payback's coming, I'ma hunt you down. I've been sitting on this nigga's house for 2 hours. The mission is to bring pain to this coward. Couple weeks ago, him and one of my young hitters caught weapon charges, and this nigga started snitching. Homie showed me the paperwork, he gave government names. So he's either gotta get slain or walk with a cane. Went to school with his aunt, but the past is past. Besides, that funky bitch never gave me the ass. 8 a.m. stopped to get a blunt and a Tahitian treat. That would be the perfect place for him to get his ass beat. No audience needed, but it would be a plus to teach. Motherfuckers, when you get pissed, shut the fuck up. I should kick in the door, spray the 4-4, and leave his whole family on the floor. But they shouldn't have to pay for his mistakes, so I might smack him with the 38 and wrap him in the drapes. Years ago, I bought a little land in the country, ran in the backhoe. His final resting place will be comfy. Fuck karma, that bitch be procrastinating. She can visit him, cause he's the next ER patient. Give his face a rearrangement, a little internal bleeding. Then it's T-Bones and Earl Stevens for the achievement. Go to his funeral with a joint in the flask. Golf clap during the service, I'm such a jackass. Give his wife flowers as a courtesy, but I'll dance on his grave every anniversary. Revenge is a...
All right, that's Mad Dog McGraw. That song is called Hunt You Down. All right, Buttons, what do you think about that?
I'm going to let it pass because he's just different than anything I've ever heard, yo. Keep that originality coming, yo. I like it.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, JP, what did you think?
I like the beat, but I couldn't really get with the lyrics. It's a bit too gangster for me. You know what I'm saying? Not hating on it, but it's going to be a no for me. I was trying to get with the lyrics, but it reminded me of some gangster West Coast shit. You know, so this is a no for me.
Okay, didn't like the vibe on that. Now, for me myself, I guess that's kind of what attracted me to it. I liked the voice on it. The voice fit what he was talking about. And I thought it was an all right track. I liked the fact that, you know, he was painting the picture. He was telling the whole story with it. So, you know, if you decide to do a video, it could actually be like a little mini movie kind of a thing. So that was something a little bit different. Yeah, but I was definitely digging the originality, too, and the fact that it had a, you know, like a whole storyline to it, So I definitely dug that. All right, so not bad to start off the going, no. All right, big shout out to Mad Dog McGraw. All right, my dude JP was a little off-put by some of it, but, you know, that's to be expected. Everybody's not going to like everything, but we give you that real live feedback right here, uncut, unadulterated, and no setups allowed, no setups. All right, I think I got Mad Dog McGraw in the building. I think he pressed that number one button. Let me get some feedback from him. Mad Dog, is this you? Mad Dog McGraw, you in the building?
No,
look like, I guess not. I guess that's not Mad Dog. Who is that? Hold on a second. Who is that? I thought that was Mad Dog McGraw, but that's definitely a whole different kind of a voice.
Yeah.
Right, talk to me, 920. Who is this?
This is Art by K-Swiss on Instagram. I follow you guys. I'll follow Mad Dog. Mad Dog follows me back. Shout out to Mad Dog McGraw. I have been listening to him for over 5 years, and I love his gruffy voice. I love the way he spits his lyrics. If you listen to more songs from Mad Dog, you won't be disappointed. Shout out to Mad Dog in Michigan. Packers are going to beat the Lions. Yeah, man.
I now see independent artists. That's what I'm talking about. You need that support. You need those supporters to come up and to show you that kind of love. So definitely mobilize your fan base. Let them know your music's getting ready to play on Dirty Basement Radio and get them to do what this young lady just did. So what else is on your mind, 920? What's happening with you? How you been?
Oh, I've been good. Haven't seen you guys since about 2 years out at After Dark in Queens when you came out to see Sunshine.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. No doubt about that. Yeah, it has been a minute. I didn't get to see you guys.
I'm sorry. I'm
in
Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. All right. I used to deal with an artist. As a matter of fact, I used to manage an artist out of Wisconsin. I think out of Milwaukee, I used to manage an artist. Yeah, I used to manage an artist that actually comes from Milwaukee.
That's dope.
Yeah, so, you know, what's the latest? I know we were supposed to have Sedan in the building today, but unfortunately, he's not going to be able to appear, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I'm his manager. The funny thing is when these promoters go and schedule interviews for the artist, they don't ask the artist if they're available, and his family had other plans.
Got you. Well, sometimes real life gets in the way. So, you know, we could definitely, you know, now I personally know Sedan, you know what I'm saying, real good brother. You know, we're from the same neck of the woods. So, you know, we could definitely get that rescheduled. He's been on these airways before, and I was looking forward to bringing him back on and then talking about what he's, you know, his latest project. But, you know, we'll definitely get that redone in the very, very near future. All right.
Your voice sounds real familiar.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, we've had, you know, like you said, we've met before and, you know, we've been at, a couple of events before and it's definitely good to have you back on airways. You could hang out with us for a little while. You know, that would be helpful. You could help us, you know, critique some of these songs. All right, since you're in the building, would love for you to be a guest judge today. How about that?
Oh, that sounds great. I will mute myself during most of it because, like I said, I am driving, so...
All right. Well, no doubt. Well, just don't forget to unmute yourself when it's time for you to give your thoughts on a song, all right?
You got it.
All right. That's what it is. K-Swiss coming through in the building. Sedan's manager coming through to show some love and to confirm his inability to appear here today on Dirty Basement Radio. Let me jump to this next telephone line real quick. 517, you're live on the air, Dirty Basement Radio.
What's good? What you do?
What's going on? All right, well,
hey, I appreciate
Mad, now I got the all right. Now I got the right area code. All right, Mad Dog in the building. What's good, bro?
Hey, I appreciate you playing my joint. And
all right, no doubt you want to give us a little insight on that song and you know, what was the inspiration for it? Because it's definitely a dark song. It's definitely a dark song. So I'll talk about that a little bit real quick.
Yeah, it was dark on purpose. I've been on my hip-hop shit for a minute, and I wanted to make a joint a little to, you know, kind of remind me of my old days. I was a young pup.
Okay. So, you know, is that a little... Now, I don't want you to go too far, but is it like semi-autobiographical?
Oh, no, not at all. But I like storytelling. I grew up off Q.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And Cube was a hell of a storyteller.
Okay.
So, you know, every now and then you got to find a movie. Oh, no, sir. I'm in Michigan.
Oh, Michigan. Okay, Midwest. All right, no doubt. All right, big shout-out to my dude, V Caliber, another artist I know. I know artists all over the place. Big shout-out to my dude, V Caliber. He's from Saginaw, as a matter of fact. Which part of Michigan you in?
I'm in Lansing, 517. Caliber.
All right, that's what it is. Well, we definitely appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? We definitely appreciate you. You see, you got the feedback, you know, on your song. So, you know, you want to give out, you know, your social media so people could follow and stay up with what you got going on?
Well, I'm on Twitter, at Maddog McGraw, MaddogMcGraw, 517. On all, you know, digitals, streaming services. It's Mad Dog McGraw. And you'll be getting my music soon. Got a new album dropping, Grumpy Old Man 2. So you'll be getting your soon. You'll be getting
all right,
well,
definitely looking forward to it. All right, Grumpy Old Man 2. Well, you know, you definitely got to send me a link so I can check out Grumpy Old Man Part 1. I'm quite sure that'll be very entertaining. But we'll definitely be on the lookout for part two, bro. We definitely appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in and supporting the show.
No doubt, man. Appreciate you, too. Salute.
All right, salute. Salute. All right, that's how, once again, that's how it's done, independent artists. I support the DJ, and the DJ will support you. I hear a lot of artists complain about DJs this, and they need to play my music, and this, that, and the other third, but how, what you doing for the DJ? How you helping them out? You know what I'm saying? Are you giving the same kind of energy that you want to get, or you expect to get something for nothing? All right, people talk about a quid pro quo, you know, like a scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing, and a lot of times people don't want to do that. They want to leave your back itchy. They want to leave your back all itchy and shit. Meanwhile, they like, over there, to the left, to the left. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, it's my turn now. Scratch my... They don't want to do that. All right? They want an algo de nada. My Spanish-speaking people, y'all know what I just said. That's what they want. They want an algo de nada. All right? They want something for nothing. All right? And I'm not with that. All right? Fair exchange. No robbery. All right, next artist up on deck in today's edition of Go and Know. Let's see who we got. All right, this artist goes by the name of TMF Preacher, and this song is called G.I.T. Hopefully, he won't have to get after this. We won't have to throw him out. I hope this is a banger. Let's see what he got. TMF Preacher, G.I.T. Go and Know.
My goal's not yours, my stroll is different. Stay on my toes, keep my nose clean, them hoes wishing. Yeah, it's potholes in the road, oh for sure, but I ain't tripping, no. I keep them laced up, keep them laced up. Stay optimistic through the politics and frolic, and they holler for dollars, really can't it follow the knowledge. The cost of the policy, cars just not a walk in the park, and it's dark in the coffin, don't be lost and caught up in all the sin. Walking in with the devil hovering, nigga, it's dangerous life. Taught me the lesson, and I ain't stressing on it no more. Pedals to the floor, dead them to the morgue, read them like a story, I ain't even know it. Fuck it, I ain't have a choice. After a while, them lies became noise, and I ain't wanna hear them no more. So I close the door and I step forward. You can go up against it, but that choice is yours. Now, of course, I'll enforce anything I endorse with a swordplay. And I do it with poise for the sport, babe. You can't step forward, need an oil change. Love just things, it'll make you change the way you think of things. And without a team, things just ain't the same. Maintaining the game, suppress the pain. Make your bank and fuck what they think. See, I'm an asshole from where them nats swollen, them crack holes. Got a nose like a vacuum hose. You hit a pistol, sniffle, whistle, boom, way down the road. Flaking down a trickle, they got a pistol and give her the dope for the dope. Selling a soul for coke, exchange blow for blow. That's brain for brain control. You aim too low. Maintain the stroll, I came in the dough. It flows slicker than most Pinocchio's did. Raised in the gutter, you ain't got no idea. Kids ain't got shit down here. Country slumber, love where I'm from. It's out of my tongue, man, for knowing this shit. Look, I breathe.
All right, that was TMF Preaching. That song was called G.I.T. Let me see what my folks think about that one. JP, what's your thoughts?
Man, I ain't like it. It's a no. I just ain't like it. I didn't like the voice. I didn't like, the track was cool. You know, that's a cool track, but I'm not feeling that one either. Sorry, oh. Brother. Not
okay,
sorry, but it's a no for me.
All right, no doubt. Sometimes it's like that. We're not off to a totally good start this week. Well, somewhat, but let's see how it goes. Let me see what Buttons thinks. Buttons, what do you think about that song, TMF Preacher?
That's not exactly my style, but that shit was dope, yo. That's definitely ear-catching, I would say. Yo. Give it a pass.
All right. Let me see what K-Swiss thinks about it. K-Swiss, you got any thoughts on that song?
I would have to listen to more of it, but from what I heard, nothing stood out. There was nothing original. It didn't catch me.
Okay. So it seems like we got a three different opinions. My man JP just didn't like it at all. K-Swiss just wasn't feeling it, and Buttons thinks it's all right. All right, well, as far as my opinion goes, what I think about the song, it's an all right vibe. All right, the song is cool for what it is. I would probably play the instrumental more than I would be inclined to play the vocal on that. And, you know, for that artist, that's not a good thing for me to say for that artist, but that's really what I think. The track wasn't bad, but, you know, I really couldn't catch too much of what he was saying And it really didn't, you know, it didn't really grab me in any kind of way either. So, you know, I would give that one a no also. All right, let's see if we're going to do any better with this next song. Next artist up on deck goes by the name of Opium Black. All right, and this joint is called Headshot. All right, come on, Opium, help us out. All right, help us out with this one. Go and know.
Them speed up the process. I see me, I look for love out the crook, them that I'm a princess. Want me suck up the water, better you offer something with interest. Not worry what him get, long as your love is a new thing. I'm a boo thing, tell your ex-man better run away for him tinted. Him I look back, red that, headshot, spin way. Take that, him I take what? Fire power, wind it. Better you learn yourself, I play with my love, I'm burning. Hard cold like my diamonds, pussy hot, make it melt. She talk about when I'm silent. Beat it up, no belt. I mean, like the fire, and I need just your desire. Come to me, talking about marriage, like how these like fire. Oh, you mean? I just took a trip down a new bank, made a deposit early. No limit, like the gold tank. My niggas moving sturdy. Run, run like a duppy that. Run, run like you owe me. I run my mouth like my money up, and I ain't selling no Tony. Run,
run, run, run, run, run.
Some of the good love will make me tremble and I'm out. Two can two lick me get a cent with similar to your cologne. Want your butt, no need it, that's just how I feel.
Alright, that was Opium Black and that joint was called Headshot. Let me get some thoughts on this song. K-Swiss, what do you think? Did you like that one?
I like the hook. I like the female's verse. But the first verse, nah. Couldn't understand them.
Okay. I'm in total agreement with you. Total agreement. You took the words out of my mouth. JP, what do you think?
I like the song a lot. I like the hook more than anything. That run, 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 that part caught my ear from jump. I love that part. I didn't understand the cat on the verse. It was a little rough, but then that other part saved it. So I'm going to give it a go. But I definitely, that hook is crazy. That hook need to be the whole song, as far as I'm concerned.
yeah, you got a good point. They definitely need to exploit that hook a little bit more. All right, Buttons, what do you think? It's not boom bap, but what do you think?
That's another example, prime example, where it's key is the originality, but I'm just not feeling that song, so I'm giving it a no-go.
Okay. All right, well, this one is a mixed bag, too. This one is a mixed bag, too, because I'm with K-Swiss on this, and I'm with JP on this. It's like, all right, the hook is great. It's very catchy. Dude in the beginning of the song, they could just drop him off the song entirely, to tell you the truth, and give the whole song to the female because she was on the groove. She was riding the beat. Dude, I don't know what dude was doing. I mean, and it sounded like his vocal was over the top of the beat. You almost couldn't even hear the beat when he was doing his verse. But when the female came in, she was right on the drum, and you know everything was in the pocket, man. So y'all might want to reconsider the lineup on that song. All right, might want to reconsider the lineup on that song. he definitely has some potential with the right organization. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of, I think you pronounced this, Rye. All right, and it features Mad Cobra. I wonder if it's that Mad Cobra. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. This song is called Hot Like Summer. Let me know what y'all think about it. Go and know.
Great. Mad Cobra. Lots of guns.
She hot like the summer. Everywhere she go, men want her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She don't love no one. She just in love with the karma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come stay the night. Come stay the night. Come stay the night. Just in love with the karma. You could be my boo. She don't wanna chill, shawty wanna get loose. Shots to the Henny. I ain't spend all my time with the Remy. Sign said the odds don't offend me. I still shine in the Bentley, yeah.
Oh no.
Got me delusional, got me emotional. Hey, I think that's you should know. She hot like the summer. Everywhere she go, men want her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She don't love no one. She just in love with the commas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come stay the night. Come stay the night. Come stay the night. Just in love with the commas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come stay the night. Come stay the night.
All right, that was Rye featuring Mad Cobra, and that was called Hot Like Summer. Another reggae vibe, couple of reggae vibes back to back. That's a little unusual here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, let me go to Buttons first for this one. Buttons, what do you think about this song, man?
Yo, I'm biased, man. You can't ask me that, yo. It's a no-go, yo. I ain't fucking with it, yo.
You can't keep doing that, man. You can't just keep on saying, you got to judge a song on its own merits. You know what I'm saying? I thought you were expanding your repertoire, man. You say you want to be a DJ now. What kind of DJ you going to be, man?
Not that kind of DJ.
Then I can tell you, brother, you're going to limit yourself. You're going to limit yourself. But all right, we'll talk about that behind the scenes. We'll talk about that more behind the scenes. Buttons ain't rocking with that one. All right, K-Swiss, what's your thoughts?
First off, it's a no for me. He shouldn't be singing. He doesn't have a voice for it, and the mixing was really bad.
Okay. All right. Getting some advice. I hope your artists are listening. Hope y'all are listening. All right. Let's see. All right, JP, you be in the studio a lot. You agree with that? You think it was mixed bad?
Nah, you know what? I wish I could hear the mix better, but I did like what I heard because I'm listening to it on my little, you know what I mean, through the phone. But I actually like it. I think if cats like Soulja Boy and all these cats can sing, that brother that was singing right there, he did a decent enough job. So I'm going to say go. It was a cool, smooth, like I could see riding out, you know what I mean? Riding out, just chilling to the beach, going to the beach with that song playing. But, yeah, if them cats, Soulja Boy and all them are singing, this cat can sing too. So it's a go for me.
All right. Now, personally, I didn't mind that song. I thought it was a good vibe, and I didn't think dude sounded bad on the song. I just thought that he needed stronger lyrics. All right, I think the lyrics were very weak, and they could definitely use some additional writing or some writing help. But it would be the kind of song, all right, that's why I talked to Buttons about being a DJ, because it would be the kind of song if I'm at an event, all right, that's not just a straight-up hip-hop event, but if I'm at an event or if I'm in the lounge or if I'm playing in a bar or someplace like that and it's early time, you know, say like it's this time of day and you're doing warm-up music, and, you know, like early juggling, as they would say, this is a song that would fit that. Or if I was winding down the night, and I'm trying to get all y'all motherfuckers to go home because I'm tired now, this is the kind of song that I'd be playing to get everybody slowed back down. All right, y'all, party done. You know what I'm saying? So this is a song I would even play early in my set or late night when I was on my way out the door. So I really don't mind the song. I think I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Rich E. Rich, and this is called Live in the Moment. Go or no?
Yeah. Hey, Granny. We really made it. No kidding.
We poppin' bottles, we count this money, we standin' on tables. Who will go get it like all I'm running blue, somebody can save them. Feel like the greatest, ooh, I know I would make it. It's your life, you a superstar, shorty, live in the moment. Live in the moment.
Play with me and mine, we a trip. Pop bottles in the club with Blinky on the hip. Got hoop dream, yeah, cause a nigga gon' ball. Watch the money fall like a fatty on y'all. Real niggas spending paper when they're rat races. These niggas broke and they coming in last place. It's going up in the stress, baby, that way. Nigga move money fast like a track race.
Yeah, I got you.
Granny, we made it. We popping bottles, we count this money, we standing on tables. Ooh, go get a lifeguard, I'm drowning in blue, somebody can save them. Feel like the greatest. Ooh, I know I would make it. It's your life, you a superstar, shorty, live in the moment. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. Cause when you standing on top of the wave, you feel way above these niggas. Only God is above me, nigga. You Christianated when you get out the mud. I came with some niggas do sign language. This big ass got 40s of mind changes. My sisters are cute like a triangle.
All right, that was Richie Rich, and that was called Live in the Moment. All right, JP, what do you think?
I'm going to give it a go. It's catchy. That's, and it sounds like today's vibe. So I'm going to give it a go. It caught my ear.
Okay. All right, K-Swift, are you with that?
I would give it a go also. The first verse, there wasn't too much auto-tune, but the start of the second verse, a little too much for my taste, but I would still go with it.
Okay. All right. He's doing all right so far. He's doing all right. All right, Button, help me out.
Yeah, it's where you get the buttons. Yo, man, I'm a different type of listener, man. I'm a different type of listener. I'm going to give it a no-go, yo. I'm going to keep it simple like that. No explanation. No-go.
No go. Buttons is not feeling nothing today. It's a bad week. It ain't like last week. All right. Here's my thoughts on this song. It's okay. All right. I see what he was trying to do. All right. But it needed more. All right. It reminds me. Oh, I say it like this. It could have been done better. All right. It could have been done better with the whole live in the moment kind of thing. I think he needed to bring on the verses a different kind of an energy, and I'm going to play a song later after we finish Going No that this song could have been more like, and it would have made it better. I think it's definitely missing a couple of elements, but it's all right, and, you know, I give it a go, but it's, for me, it's just like a 65, right? You just passed. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Rich Lex. All right, from Richie Rich to Rich Lex. All right, this song is called Let It Be. All right, let's let it be. Go or no.
We gon' have to let it be. Outdoors with the goons. I stayed in silence cause I knew my time was soon. Checking on me to see if I'm playing with her. Was I playing with her? Now I'm faithful to her. So what you mean? I ain't gotta prove wrong cause I know what I'm doing. Make her my baby mama, she my little shooter. And I won't think twice if you touch a nigga, I lose it. I'm on your head like life, my baby, I'll put you through it. You had to pull up in that Maserati stunting on her. We was up to something and we heard that y'all was up to nothing. We like to get to the bag and breathe. Vacate to wherever. Wanna see, we gon' have to let it be. We on top, yeah. It's getting hot, yeah. It's 100 degrees. Off of X, we sweatin'. We fuckin' under sheets. I'ma have to do it all too. Take my hang out. She said she like it rough on. So what you thinking about? There ain't nothing to discuss. We started drinking too early. Our vision is getting blurry. We can't see. 2 liters full of codeine. They don't like us. Shorty said she gon' pipe up. And
all right, that's Rich Lex, and that's called Let It Be. All right, let me get K-Swift's opinion on this one first. What's your thoughts on that song? Did you like that?
No. If anybody knows me, number one, I hate auto-tune, and his high pitch was, his engineer's got to bring it down or something. It hurt too much.
She's like, no.
I like how you said that. All right, JP, talk to me.
You know what? His voice was so annoying, I'm going to give him a go. Because I actually like that, excuse me, I actually like that track a lot. Like, the track was very catchy, and then he was, the voice was piercing my temples, so I'm going to give it a go.
Okay. All right. That's a 1-1 on that one. All right, Buttons, talk to me. Did you find anything redeeming about this song?
Nah, we could use telepathy and just say it's a no-go. Yeah, we knew that already, yo. I knew it from the start. I knew it ahead of time before you played it. No-go.
He said, I knew ahead of time. How you be shutting them down, Buttons be shutting them down. All right, now this is what I tell you about this song. I didn't mind this song. I kind of liked the beat. All right, now, as I said before on these airways, I don't always listen to the lyrics and things lyric-related until maybe the second or third time I hear the song. I listen to it, you know, in terms of how it feels and, you know, how it flows together. And the one thing that would have made that track hot, now, I don't know if he does it later on in the song or not, or if whoever produced the song, if they would have took, if they have another part or other parts to that, it sounds like a guitar sample. You know, that those strings or whatever that sound is. If they don't have some couple of more pieces of that, so where they could open it up and solo it out, or if not, they need to have somebody come in and play that. All right, you have some live guitar licks, some nice, you know, light guitar licks solo. That would take that song to a whole nother level. So he may wanna consider that. He may wanna consider that. That's just my thought on that. But song wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. I have to listen to the vocal part again since y'all said it was killing y'all. You know, in spite of the auto-tune, because none of us like excessive auto-tune. That's the one thing that, you know, me and my folks always talk about. These artists go too crazy with the auto-tune sometimes, and, you know, it kind of detracts from the song. But, you know, in spite of that, you know, he may be on to something with a little bit of tweaking. All right, next artist up on deck goes by The Vicious. And this is called Going Off. Yeah, we've been going off on these artists today, and it hasn't been in a good way. All right, The Vicious. All right, let's see if we can turn this around. This is called Going Off. Going off.
Yeah. Got a crazy story. Let me take a sip of this Haitian rum real quick.
I just pop perk with this bitch, she going off.
Yo.
Drop that ass on a nigga, said she the boss.
Okay.
Graduated college, gave me stupid head.
Yo.
Now a nigga can't move, yeah, a nigga dead.
Yeah.
I just pop perk with this bitch, she going off. Drop that ass on a nigga, said she the boss.
Oh.
Graduated college, gave me stupid head. Now a nigga can't move, yeah, a nigga dead.
Yeah.
Redhead bitch, soul snatched, land of loss.
Lost.
Fucked her in the Maybach, but I ain't Ricky Ross. All I wanted to be was a trap nigga like dog.
Okay.
I get to moving with the brick, Randy Moss. I'm giving out organic color CMOS. I was making jokes like that nigga fucking toast. Ballin' carrying heat like Chris Boss. James Brown paid the cost to be the boss. Pull up in a vert from the future, too much sauce.
Yeah.
Diamond ring bling the size of fucking golf.
Go.
Back in 05, I was working hard and close.
Go.
Try to get the money up, I wanted to be a boss.
Boss.
I just pop perk with this bitch, she going off.
Yeah.
Drop that ass on a nigga, said she the boss.
Okay.
Graduated college, gave me stupid head.
Yeah.
Now a nigga can't move, yeah, a nigga dead.
Yeah.
I just pop perk with this bitch, she going off. Drop that ass on a nigga, said she the boss.
Oh.
Graduated college, gave me stupid head. Now a nigga can't move, yeah, a nigga dead.
Yeah.
I just pull.
All right, that was The Vicious, and that song is called Going Off. All right, we're going to go to you first this time, Button.
I'm going to give that a
you
go.
You first up.
It's not my thing. It's very different. It's not something I listen to, yeah, but it's something about that, you know what I'm saying? It's not that other shit shot down. Yeah, give that a go.
All right, he's back on board. All right, K-Swiss, right, what do you think about The Vicious?
I give that one a go. I really like the beat. I wasn't crazy about the content, but the hook got me. You know, I'm going to college, now he's dead, got some head. But I like his voice, you know, but, yeah, that beat was killer.
Okay. All right, she's digging the beat. JP, you on it? What you think?
I'm going to give it a go. I wouldn't necessarily listen to something like that, but I was in the studio with somebody the other day talking about, he was talking about how he perks and Molly and all that shit. So I'm going to give it a go because obviously a lot of people can relate to that, and the beat was nice too, so it's a go for me.
Okay. I could dig the beat and everything, but his flow on the song was really kind of, it was really kind of old to me. It reminded me of some, like, 1980s California coming out of the Bay Area, Too Short type shit. Right, that's what it reminded me of. And I really wasn't too on it like that. I really wasn't. All right. But, all right, everybody else on my panel is rocking with it, so I'm outnumbered on that one. Let's see who we got. I got a couple more artists left. Let me see about this one. All right. I got an artist that goes by the name of Christina Morell. All right, it features Vanity Wise. Christina Morell featuring Vanity Wise. The song is called Let Me Drive. All right, let's check this one out and see what she's talking about. Go and know.
Let me drive the boat.
Let me drive.
Let me take control.
Take control.
Oh, I got you going through the motions. When I take control, let me give the orders, you'll be loyal.
All right, that was Christina Morell featuring Vanity Wise, and that's called Let Me Drive. All right, I should only go to two people on this one because I know what Button going to say. Hi, right, JP, what do you think about that?
I like the vibe. Now, yeah, it was very, very interesting. Remind me of some late 90s, 2000. But I like her vibe. I'm happy to hear someone singing. Because, you know, they don't promote too much singing and slow jamming type stuff. So I'm going to give it a go.
All right. Hey, Swiss, talk to me.
I'll give it a go. If she gets it mixed and mastered a little better, I think she's got something.
All right, but it's a go for you nonetheless.
Right.
All right, that's what it is. I was kind of surprised at the song, you know what I'm saying? She came in out the gate, you know, with the big voice. I was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? I was expecting more of a, you know, like a more of a modern kind of song, what you would hear on the radio right now, something a bit more, you know, not so talented, not so intricate. So it definitely caught me by surprise, but it was a pleasant surprise. So big shout out to Christina Morell on that joint. I kind of dig it. You know, it's definitely a song that you could, you know, kind of vibe to a little bit. So I definitely give her a shout out for that. All right, big shout out to my dude Two-Face. He just stepped into the building. All right, let me get him connected. See what's really good. Two-Face, how's things?
Jeez, everything, man. Everything's moving forward. Always progress. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, you know what I'm saying? You in town, we got. All right, big shout out to my dude, Two-Face. All right, well, we got a couple more joints.
We got a couple more joints, getting a lot of feedback wherever you at. I don't know if that's wind or what, but, you know, sounding real crazy wherever you are right now. But we got a couple more joints you could help us out with. Let me see if I got one or two left down here. Let's see what I'm working with. Okay, yeah, we got two more joints. We got two more joints for today's going, though. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Ty Breezy, and the feature is Murky. Mermy Mac. All right, I hope I'm saying that right. All right, and this is called For Free. The song is called For Free. All right, let's check this song out and see what's really good. Going up.
She be acting Hollywood with her little bougie ass, and you definitely can't get next to her if you ain't getting cash. Ass fat, got a bag, yeah, she know she bad. Don't you know she got a bunch of niggas in her DM, and every single one of them trying to make her a BM. She be driving niggas crazy, she also driving the BM. She wake up in the AM, look good and better in PM. Ain't that some shit? When she get stuck inside of jeans, that's how you know she thick. Posing for the gram on her humble, but she know she lit. She ain't never worried or concerned about another bitch. A lot of niggas try to shoot the shot, a lot of niggas mad. She high maintenance, don't you know that she expensive? Can you afford to cover all of her expenses? Cause when broke niggas come around, shorty get defensive. You know what you gotta do.
Nigga, you gon' have to buy Chanel. And nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Because she ain't gon' let you fuck up a friend. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Nigga, you gon' have to buy Chanel. And nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Because she ain't gon' let you fuck up a friend. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Oh, whoa, whoa.
I ain't gon' lie, she made me pay for it. Now she wanna tap my name on it. Ass fat, plus she fine. I'ma fuck around and shoot the club up like I'm Shine. Fuck her from the back, I be all up in her spine. Turn her to my ex, the only way I drop a dime. Look, and she still wouldn't fuck you for free. Why the hell you think she fucking with me? Hell nah, she ain't a gold digger. But she ain't fucking with you broke niggas. You know how it go, nigga. I had to...
Alright, that's Ty Breezy featuring Mermy Mac. That song is called For Free. I'ma say out the gate, my dude got one. He got one with that. It remind me of another song. Let's see if somebody else. See if y'all can read my mind. See if it reminds y'all of the same song. Let me see. JP. All right, what do you think?
Man, that joint's a banger. Straight up. And it's true.
Yeah.
But, I'm not putting it up there where you can get these hands, but it's definitely a banger. You know what I'm saying? That's the only other song that came to mind for me. But, yeah, it's definitely a banger. It's a go for me.
All right. Well, I'm going to play this. I'm going to see if I got the song in my switchboard. That makes two songs today that the songs here reminded me of. So I'm going to play both of these songs after we finish this go and no. But, yeah, definitely reminds me of another song. All right. I got another 484 area code in the building. Let me see what they're talking about. 484, you're live on the air.
Yeah, is it about the song?
Yes, it is.
I think I liked it.
Did you like that last song?
I did. It was nice.
Okay. All right,
so
you want to break it down a little bit? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean... It got the club vibe. It got the driving down in the car vibe. It's banging, but like it made a little bit more. It sounds probably better in the club. Kind of got a little bass to it.
Right.
It's a go for me. I would play that.
All right, fantastic. And may I ask, what's your name?
Cookie.
All right, Cookie. That's what it is. All right, well, definitely welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming through and giving some feedback on that song, and we hope to hear from you often. All right, don't be a stranger. All right, Button, did you get to hear that last song?
That shit was fire. Play it again. I want to hear it fucking again. Play that shit again, yo. That shit was hard.
Okay, all right. That's what's up. All right, we all feeling that one. Button's tame with that energy. She's like, that's fine. Shit, the energy is back. All right, Two-Face, talk to me, Two-Face. What do you think about that song?
Oh, yeah. That was definitely heat right there. You know what I mean? Definitely heat. That second verse, though, could have got a little bit more punchline-y. Got a lot of lot of, you know, cursing and this, that, and third. But, I mean, for the most part, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? As far as the second verse, I like the first verse. But it was that was good energy. That song is definitely a club joint.
All right. Look like we're all on board with this song. We're all on board. All right, K-Swiss, you going to make it unanimous?
Yeah, it's a go for me. Tweak it a little bit. Bring the volume up on the vocals on the verse. And, you know, I'd listen.
All right. So we got one today, y'all. We got one. All right, big shout out to Ty Breezy and Mermy Mac. All right, that joint called For Free. The only joint today that we all are in agreement with, at least in a positive sense, right? All right, so that's what it is. Big salute to that dude right there. We're definitely going to keep, to both of those artists right there, we're definitely going to keep rocking that here on Dirty Basement Radio. All right, now the last song we have on deck today for the Go and No, it comes from an artist that I haven't heard from in a while, coming out of Chicago. New music coming from Twista. Yeah, that Twista. This song is called Glock. Let me know what y'all think about it. Go and No.
Ain't nothing like a Glock. Matter of fact, I think I want to try to name every Glock in one song. Check it out. Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock 17 full size 9mm, Glock 17 L long slide 9mm, Glock 18 full size 9mm full auto. Glock 19 compact 9mm, Glock 19 X full size frame compact slide 9mm, getting busy with the heater, that's what I know. Glock 20 full size 10mm, Glock 21 full size 45 ACP, Glock 22 full size 40 Smith & Wesson is the key. Glock 23 compact 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 24 full size long slide 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 25 compact 380 ACP. And the Glock 26 subcompact 9mm, Glock 27 subcompact 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 28 subcompact 380, and I'm on my horse. Glock 29 subcompact 10mm, Glock 30 subcompact 45 ACP, Glock 30 subcompact slim, and I want my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock, 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 Glock. I got my Glock 31 full size 357 sig, Glock 32 compact 357 sig, Glock 33 subcompact 357 sig. You need Glock 34 composition 9mm, Glock 35 composition 40 Smith & Wesson, Glock 36 compact single stack 45. You need I need Glock 37 full size 45 GAP, Glock 38 compact 45 GAP, Glock 39 subcomp 45 GAP.
All right. All right, that was Twista, y'all. That was new Twista. That joint was called Glock. We're about to get some feedback on that song right now. Let me get my switchboard together, see what my folks think about it. Now, I'm going to tell y'all what I think about it first. I don't like it. I don't understand the point of that song. I really don't. All right, for artists of his caliber, you know what I mean, his status, he definitely could have came back much, much better than that. I'm not quite sure, you know, what he was hoping to accomplish with that song right there. All right. JP, am I being too harsh, JP?
You know what, man? Everybody's entitled to their opinion, so I'm not going to even hate on you. I see where you're coming from. However, like in the intro, it was getting a little scary because it sounded like, you know, sound like people shooting at you. But then I said, wait a minute, this nigga's from Chicago, first of all. So that's Chirac. And number two, when he came in with that flow, it was undeniable. You know what I mean? Like, that's Twister. So it's a go for me.
Okay. All right, JP's with it. He's like, fuck that. It's Twister. I'm in. All right, 484, talk to me. How you feeling about it? Cookie, how you feel about it?
It's a no for me. Like, I can't even imagine myself.
All right, so that song ain't got nothing for you at all. Point blank period.
No. Pull up the trash can and put it in there.
No, I'll pull up the trash can. Oh, I got you. All right, Cookie's brutal like me. I like her. She's brutal. You're going to fit right in. All right, Buttons, what do you think?
I think it was dope in all categories, but at the same time, I mean, it appears like he's bored, and that's why he comes out with, like, such strange topics. You know what I'm saying? That was very odd, I would say. But I give it a go, though. I mean, he was doing his thing.
All right, well, yeah, I'm not saying that he wasn't, you know, rhyming like he rhymed and, you know, doing his flow. You know, Twista got that, he got that flow.
Odd, right? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is odd.
Yeah, just as a song, like, why would you put that out as a single? You know what I'm saying?
Unless
you would have that very...
You know what I'm saying? Guns everywhere, like, I don't understand the shit either, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put that out as a single. That's not a single. If you want to bury that someplace on your album, then okay. If you just want to, you know, do something like that, it's different. I want to do this. Ain't nobody ever named all the Glocks before in the history of hip-hop. Okay. But as a single, nah. All right, Two-Face, am I wrong? Am I wrong, Two-Face?
You are absolutely motherfucking right, man. Like, I'm like, goddamn, increase the murder rate. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Twista. I mean, I don't even, only thing I remember him saying is Glock. That shit went way over my head. You know what I mean? Like, did I miss something?
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one. All right, let me get the last word from K-Swiss on this. K-Swiss, what's your thoughts on the new Twista?
It's a no for me. Like, I agree with Two-Face there. It's like, I can't get Glock, 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 Glock out of my head. And artists, you are sending a message. Come on. And rap means rhythm and poetry. All you know is Glock? I mean, come on.
I mean, and you know, this is Twista, for crying out loud. This is Twista, but it just goes to show y'all. Nobody is immune from the go or no. Just because you're a mainstream known artist with gold and platinum records to your credit doesn't mean you're necessarily going to always make the cut on this panel based on your name alone and what you may have done and the joints you might have had in the past. We're going to judge it here on the basis of that individual song, not on your catalog. All right, so you could be the... We've had this before. You know, Mr. Roy tell you, we've had, you know, other artists whose songs we tested that were well-known artists that put out a new single and just didn't make this, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You need to come see me and Mr. Roy, and we'll help you out, all right, with your musical direction, all right, as far as that goes. But big shout-out to everybody on the panel for helping me out today. We definitely appreciate that. All right, now, I want to play these two songs real quick that these two go-and-no artists reminded me of today. Now, the Ty Breezy song that we were all in agreement with, all right, hold on a second. All right, let me pull this up. This is what that song reminds me of. Where is it at? Hold on one second. All right. All right, I got it. All right. This is what I'm thinking. This is the feel that I got from that song.
Came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name big fame, big she like capture big things, jewel chip, money clip, phone flip the six range, and seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once, ass so fat that you could see her from the front, she spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance, and that cat woman stands with the fat booty pants, hot damn, what's your name love, where you came from, neck and wrist lace up, very little makeup, the swims at the Reebok gym tone, your frame up a sugar and spice, the only thing that you made up, I tried to play a low key but couldn't keep it down, asked her to dance and she was like, yo I'm leaving now, an hour later, dance from Jamaica, she sipping Chris straight up, kicking out in the waist up, scene two, from fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand, big things
intentions in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move in here. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herb. Shocked to tell she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, preserved the crew especially. And Honey Love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight for life, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabrics, shoes and accessories. Tinky eyes, sweet voice, call me mentally. Be conversating, made her laugh, yeah, you know me, bro. Even though I know the CeeLo, she wild, sweet, yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that girl. I was like, what? I played it low, though. I was like, yeah, all right, come on, then, let's go. Just mad. So sick. I said, yo, honey was so blazing. She was, yo, she was like Jane Kennedy, word bomb. To my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take me to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right, I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, trace the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing lover's rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finishing. She whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers. We debating late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't, showing me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles, all my other plans got canceled, man, I smash it like an Idaho potato, she called me at my jail, come now, I can't say no, Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up, champion lover, not ease up, 3 months she call, I feel I'm running a fever, 6 months I'm telling her I desperately need her, 9 months, blue light symptoms are shorty, not around, I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down, midnight we hook up and go at it, burn a stogie, let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it, she telling me commitment is something she can't manage, wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic, oh damn it, this on Harrison, full frantic, my number one's an answer by my fly Taurus enchantress, next week, who hit me up, I saw Sharice at the kitty club with some banging ass agent playing, lay it down and lick me up,
what?
Yo. Can you believe that, sister? I was like, what? Oh man, I was so sick. I was so sick though. I had no idea, man. That shit just caught me like, wow. Fucked up in the game, man. I was really feeling so.
Yeah, yeah, bona fide classic right there. Most Def with the classic Miss Fat Booty. Now listen to that other joint. That's what I was hearing. That's what that other song that we played today. Let me pull that back up real quick, get that artist's name right. That song for free that we played today. What's that artist's name again right quick? Ty Breezy featuring Mermy Mac. That's what I was hearing when that song was playing. You think I'm wrong? Am I wrong, Two-Face?
What I think I might have missed what you were saying as far as you was comparing that sounding like. What song are you talking about? I missed what you were saying.
No, you didn't miss the song because you had voted on it too. But let me just play it real quick again. It reminded me of this song when he started rhyming and the story he was telling. It just kind of threw me back to the Miss Fat Booty, but bitch it out to Ty Breezy and Mermy Mac. We're definitely gonna be playing that song. We're definitely gonna be playing that song again. But that's what it reminded me of. That's what it really, really reminded me of. All right, 563-999-3050. Got a few more minutes left in the show before we get breezy. All right, bitch it out once again to Ty Breezy for that joint. I definitely got something on your hands with that one. Hope to see that more in the atmosphere as we move forward. So, Two-Face, you want to give us a quick update? Anything you got to say? Any breaking news?
Oh yeah. So I'm now definitely about to start sending the song out, releasing it to everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody, DJs, bloggers, fans, supporters, everybody. You know what I mean? Everybody can get that copy. You know what I'm saying? So that one is just a pretty much song that I'm about to release. Like, not this week, but next week, I'll be releasing that
video. Okay.
So I'm actually on my way.
to the editor right now. Huh?
But we definitely looking forward to that. All right, now, no disrespect to none of the other stations and DJs, but you know we want that shit about a week early, right?
Oh, okay, yeah. I sent it to you, I think, night before last or something.
Okay, all right, that's what it is. So we definitely get in the email, dig in the email today and get that joint on deck and start blazing that joint real hard body. My man Two-Face, definitely a big supporter of Dirty Basement Radio, a fantastic artist himself. Looking forward to hearing his new batch of music getting ready to, you know, break out there. So definitely salute my dude. So K-Swiss, before we get on out the door, you got any last words?
Shout out to everybody. All the independent artists, you know, keep doing your thing. With the COVID kind of slowing down where you can get out and that, don't be afraid to, but if you're stuck at home, utilize that time for your writing, for your recording. I'd like to also give a shout out to my artist, the Dan the God of Sound. The Veteran album is out on all platforms, and Veteran 2 is coming out soon through DJC Records Global. And shout out to you, DJ Sincere.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Right, we appreciate you also. All right, K-Swiss in the building coming through. I'm a man, Two-Face, as we get ready to close it out. And once again, big shout-out to my dude, Mr. Roar. I definitely get well soon. Looking forward to getting back on the airwaves of Dirty Basement Radio as soon as possible. All right, getting ready to get on out of here and enjoy the rest of the evening. All right, going to close it out with the banger that we all agreed on today. Once again, it's Ty Breezy featuring Mermy Mac, and this is For Free. All right, y'all take care and be safe. Peace.
The past. She be acting Hollywood with her little bougie ass, and you definitely can't get next to her if you ain't getting cash. Ass fat, got a bag, yeah, she know she bad. Don't you know she got a bunch of niggas in her DM, and every single one of them trying to make her a BM. She be driving niggas crazy, she also driving a BM. She wake up in the AM, look good and better in PM. Ain't that some shit? When she get stuck inside her jeans, how you know she thick? Posing for the gram on her humble, but she know she lit. She ain't never worried or concerned about another bitch. A lot of niggas tried to shoot the shot, a lot of niggas miss. She high maintenance, don't you know that she expensive? Can you afford to cover all of her expenses? Cause when broke niggas come around, shorty get defensive. You know what you gotta do.
Nigga, you gon' have to buy Chanel. And nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Because she ain't gon' let you fuck up a friend. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Nigga, you gon' have to buy Chanel. And nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Because she ain't gon' let you fuck up a friend. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Oh, whoa, whoa.
I ain't gon' lie, she made me pay for it. Bye. Now she wanna tap my name on it. Ass fat, pussy fine. I'ma fuck around and shoot the club up like I'm Shine. Fuck her from the back, I be all up in her spine. Turn her to my ex, the only way I drop a dime. Look, and she still wouldn't fuck you for free. Why the hell you think she fucking with me? Hell nah, she ain't a gold digger. But she ain't fucking with you broke niggas. You know how it go, nigga. I had to pay for her nails, I keep her drifting Chanel. And she gon' come with that bell if it's smoke, nigga. Look, they say it ain't tricking if you got it.
Hell nah,
I say it ain't tricking if you got her.
Yeah, she mine.
So if you ain't coming out of pocket. Y'all broke niggas ain't gotta worry about her.
Nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Cause she ain't gon' let you fuck with me. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Nigga, you gon' have to buy Chanel. And nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Cause she ain't gon' let you fuckin' with me. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Oh, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. If she wanted, then she got it, she could get it. It ain't never no dependent, cause she know that I'ma spend it like it's nothing. As long as shorty bust it, she could get a glimpse of the type of money we touchin'. Me and Double M got M's to spend. We buyin' double C's and double G's, if she got double D's and know how to please on her knees. Niggas get no play and tryna figure why they out of league. Barking up a tree instead of tryna go and get some cheese. Yeah, I don't understand it. You think she wanna ride in the foreign or ride transit? You gotta blow the bag on her ass to be romantic, so you gotta lend her cash when she adds. It's like granted if you really wanna. Nigga, come up with a plan. Cause she don't need juice, she eating off only fans. And she tryna fly up out of this country to get a tan. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, nigga. Don't play yourself.
You gon' have to buy Chanel. Nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Cause she ain't gon' let you fuck with me. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Nigga, you gon' have to buy Chanel. And nigga, you gon' have to pay for her nails. Cause she ain't gon' let you fuckin' with me. Why the hell you think she fuckin' with me? Oh, whoa, whoa.
dirty, 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 dir